Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, girl, Monica loved it.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from Madrid, Spain.
Madrid.
We're at Radio Marca. Thank you to the Radio Marca folks. They've been very hospitable towards us. Right now, though, it's time for Bleep You Thursday. The phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Whoever you're mad at, whatever's gone wrong, this is your chance. I'm sure Charlie and Jerry will call up, yell, and insult one another. This is the time for it.
That's fine.
Lanville, I'm looking at the show sheet, assuming this is accurate. My guy Jupe is on the line, ready to kick us off on a Bleep You Thursday. What's up, Jupe?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, listen, this is for Jerry. I heard what you said, Jerry. What my man Tay call him, Skeletor. I'm calling Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Hey, what's going on, B. Mitch and JP? Hey, listen, I see he on that Diddy stuff. He want my lips on his ass? Whoo! Yeah, I think he made a major investment in that Johnson & Johnson baby oil, huh? So listen, I see he on his nursery rhyme stuff, Dr. Seuss. So I got one for you. Roses are red, violets are blue. The Dallas Cowboys suck. Thank you. That's all I got for y'all.
Thanks, dude. Good stuff.
Good stuff there, brother.
I got one via social media from our guy Curtis. He says, my bleep you goes to Jeff Too Funny for complaining about where he's staying in Madrid while people were going to be stuck back at home, like Knightdale, North Carolina. Jeff, you're getting bleeped out here complaining about your vacation, dog. Jeff has disappeared.
I'm answering the phones.
Okay. All right. I kind of like that. People are insulting Jeff and he can't even talk.
Yeah, that's good.
You got any bleeps?
Nah, I'm good. I've been having fun, man.
If they asked me yesterday, I would have had some bleeps.
Yesterday, I would have had a bleep you for the hotel. I'm saying that. Just say it like that. You know, because all these damn people come in, have a room ready.
Yeah, man. It's
it was 27 of us waiting.
Damn, really?
27 people in one group. And then I started watching other people. Every time I saw somebody walk through the door, I was like, if they go to that damn elevator, we about to have a problem. And then all of a sudden, I'll see them find another little chair or sofa. Find a chair or sofa. Go to the breakfast spot.
It's tough because flights from the U.S. get here so early that I understand hotels can't have stuff ready at 7 a.m. But, like, you also have all these people coming.
But you
early.
Knew they were coming. You knew that. You knew way ahead of time you had a block of people, which is they have more than 50 rooms in that hotel.
That's a small hotel, huh?
No. It's more than 50 rooms that were reserved by the group.
Oh,
that
gotcha.
Was in that hotel. So you knew these people were coming, you know. But I sat and talked last night to a dude named Doug. Doug is an ump for the MLB.
Oh, cool.
He was with the Seattle Mariners and Blue Jays.
Oh, in the playoffs?
He umped those games. And then he was talking about the World Series and stuff. So real cool dude, man.
That's cool. Yeah, because – I mean, the other part of it of not having rooms ready if you have a big group is, like, say say you can make sure you have 10 rooms ready out of 30 people, then at least people can drop their bags off. And, like, if it's your boy or, like, if it's some friends traveling, like, you can change in somebody's room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, maybe you just try to have something available. We're going to keep the phones going, 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Whoever you're mad at, this is your chance. All right, he's ready for his. Charlie in College Park.
What's Let's up, go, Charlie? What's up, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Let's get Jared out of the way. I'm not going to zone on Jared. I'm not going to get hysterical or be nasty to him. Jared, you and I should get married. Who do you want to marry? Now, Jared and I, we're going to bury the hatchet. I'm going to bury mine in Jared's neck. Jared, where are you going to bury yours? Now, let me ask you this. Jared, the only thing I got against you is, Jared, you don't know what you're talking about. Like a lot of us are calling. I said us, me included. A lot of people call in don't know what you're talking about. That's what I'm bleeping about. People get hysterical, man. B-Mitch, you know this, and taking all these calls and being calm. People, stop. Relax, okay? The team's not good. They're not playing well. It may be a lost year. But don't be hysterical, man, about coaching and about this player and about that player, okay? Relax. It is what it is. Yeah. Have a nice day.
Ah.
Thank you, Charlie. Yeah,
that. I don't like the nice Charlie without Jared. I want him to be mean.
He did say he wanted to marry Jared.
They did say you and I should get married.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
That was interesting.
If you hate somebody, marry him.
And then he said he's going to bury an axe in his neck.
Yeah. So in other words,
I married an axe murderer.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you.
That was curious. That whole call was curious.
Yeah.
Let's go to Craig in Baltimore. What's up, Craig?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm good here in Baltimore, but not as good as you are over there in Madrid.
Madrid's happy.
It's fun, man. It's fun.
Yeah. My bleep you today is contingent upon what these two guys do. Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. Now that Justin Tucker is eligible to come back to the NFL, if they don't at least call him in and let him kick a field goal over 50 yards, see if he still got it, then bleep you to them for not at least making this thing a competition.
All right, man.
I don't think Justin Tucker's the guy. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of questions there. That's not to say they couldn't bring in somebody, but I don't think it would be Tucker. Do you agree with me there, B?
Yeah, if he's cleared on stuff, say he's ready to come back in the league. If he's clear, he's clear. And I think you can take that chance because right now, your guy is not consistent at nothing.
I agree on that portion.
Yeah.
Right? They've been steadfast in not having any competition for Gay.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's coming. I don't know exactly what will happen. Phone lines remain open, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. People stay mad at the kicker. I don't know that it's exactly the kicker. You know what I mean? Like, the kicker hasn't been an issue in weeks because the whole defensive operation is so bad.
I understand that, but the kicker should if he's hitting over 50, that's a right to have a concern. But you shouldn't be worried about him missing the sharp ones, kicking it out of bounds, and everything else. He has too many things to worry about. That's all I'm saying.
With the kicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's kind of remarkable. Jeff, did you want to respond to Jupe, or do you have a bleep you of your own?
Well, Jupe know why I'm bleeping him, because he was wild what he said on the phone, and I'm not even going to repeat that. So
what he said to you
we need to know. We need
air?
To know, Jeff.
I answered the phone, and all I heard was, "Let me clap." I said, "What, yo?" I said, "What?" I said, "Bro, don't say that to me." And then I got a serious bleep you for the fans of the team that are just – their takes are just outlandish. One guy is saying, yeah, Terry McLaurin is not a leader because he's not on the sidelines at games. I said, dude, you don't know what's going on in the background.
They don't know me. Let the injured players be right there all the time.
Exactly. And DQ even said early in the season, anybody with a leg injury is not standing on the sidelines. So I'm like, yo, how can y'all sit here and say this
see,
man
see,
is
– that's Jeff, that's when you just have to give them – the quiet treatment.
Oh, no, that's why
when
I'm giving them this bleep
you. When a person's
a
dumbass, let them be a dumbass.
That's why they getting this bleep you. Because y'all staring up the internet for no reason. Saying this man not a leader, and he done been a leader for what, the past 5 years?
Yeah, specific to McLaurin, I think that's nuts. I don't know. I think maybe it's just in a down season, I've gotten better at just ignoring the dumb noise, especially on social media. It was funny, dude. So when you were traveling early on Tuesday, B, so mm-hmm. Zabe was sitting in.
Yeah.
And Zabe was telling me as he kind of transitioned to covering, you know, the Packers more and like being a Wisconsin guy doing the Milwaukee show,
uh-huh.
a lot of Skins fans from back in the day were kind of giving him a really hard time, like an aggressive hard time about being a traitor, this and that. And I was like, really? Like, I don't see it that way. And he was like, dude, when we do the phone segment, we'll see. Nobody that called in. One dude busted his chops and said, it's all good, though. We love you. Like, lot of the internet is bots. nonsense.
That is what I try to get people to understand.
People don't do it in real life.
That's why we have to stop allowing the internet to move you, because there are people who are on there just to cause issues. Most people that have any level of sense, if Zabin got offered a job to cover the Packers, making more money, why the hell is that a bad move?
Right.
You know, it's like, that's why people will come up to me and, oh man, why'd you go to Philly? I'm not going to answer that question. Because, you know, I had to do what I need to do for me.
I think especially your Philly situation, the team cut you.
But I don't have to explain all that.
Right.
Because like I always tell them, if you work for Coke and you get fired by Coke, you damn sure go work for Pepsi.
For sure.
And whatever other company that's a competition. I don't want to hear that crap.
Let's let Wildcard Scotty go nuts. Wildcard Scotty, it's Bleep You Thursday. Who you mad at?
He want to bleep you for saying flawed.
Yeah, you and that flan. That sounded disgusting, man.
The word flan?
What's up?
You don't like the word flan?
I mean, the word's fine. Words don't really offend me too much. I said the way you were describing it, it sounded pretty, you know, it didn't sound too enticing.
It's banging,
I got an up. Maybe, you know, different strokes for different folks. I'm more of a creme brulee guy, I guess.
Yo, flan is basically creme brulee without the hard topping.
You eating flan with a hard topping.
Yeah. Well, they're not that different.
But that hard topping goes a long ways, man. It changes the consistency.
So, Jeff, write that down. Wildcard Scotty likes hard topping.
Listen, I got an update. I got an update from a few weeks back.
Oh, that dude's dog pooping all over your yard.
Not only did his wife come and apologize, he's raked up the leaves. He must have heard on the radio straight up.
He had to be listening.
That's how we got Daniel to give us the cookies.
He raked the leaves. His wife apologized to my wife saying, oh, it won't happen again. I mean, I can't believe this is hilarious. Anyway, I got to bleep you. I'm up in Baltimore last week.
I think this should be a thank you to me and B-Mitch for getting your dog poop problem fixed.
It's a thank you, but then I'm up in Baltimore watching the girls flag football championships last week. Had to represent Calvert High School. And your boy, he goes to me. I text him. I'm up here trying to, you know.
Charlie, I didn't go. I mean, not Charlie. Scott, I didn't ghost you. I got there at 7:30, fool. You were there at 5-something.
The best part of Wildcard Scotty's call is that he called in to bleep you about ghosting him, and then his phone ghosted
him. Yeah, your phone ghosted you. I was supposed to be there for, I keep forgetting the theme,
Whitman Vikings.
I told you the school that ended up winning it.
Clarksburg. Yeah.
I went there for that game. I wasn't there at 5 o'clock. And wasn't coming early just to say, what's up, Scotty?
I believe we have an
NFL. So bleep you, Scotty, for trying to bleep me for my time was 7:30 to show up.
Mongolian reversal with bleeps. There's a billionaire on the line. He's currently involved in multiple natural gas projects, and he wants to get some stuff off his chest. Hello, Jarrah. How do you do?
I'm doing fine, Finley. And, you know, for you and B. Mitch, when you're over there, do as the Spaniards, not the Commanders. Hey, listen, Charlie, the only thing you're going to get buried, and the only thing that's going to get buried, is your old crippled little ass, and plus the pens that they got to put down in the damn landfill. You ain't burying nobody, and you ain't marrying me. I told you I ain't from Brokeback Mountain. I ain't your type, you sorry bastard. Now, Mr. Jupiter, I'm just going to take care of you real quick. How about this? Keeping it in the solar system. Take your head, put it between your ass, and kiss your anus, you stupid bastard. Don't come into the big boy's house trying to get funny, because you ain't funny. And maybe while you're bent over, the Commander's kicker can kick you and shank you left. Hey, y'all have a great day. I got
you. What the hell? Thank you, Charlie. Jerry. That was aggressive.
Kick him and flank him left.
There was a planet reference.
That was a weird one there.
Yeah, that was a lot. Do you know... I believe I have this right, Brian.
Right.
Do you know that Uranus was the first planet discovered by telescope?
Hmm. Okay.
Just facts about Uranus.
Okay.
okay. Like, who named that planet? Bleep you to that dude. Like, come up with a different name, man. And bleep you to the nerds that now try to call it Uranus. Like, yeah, they realize that it's a nonstop punchline. Yeah, what is that?
It is definitely a punchline.
Uranus Defense League? Like, they named it that. Let us call it that.
Yeah. You'll call it what it is.
Seriously, they discovered it with the telescope in, like, the 1600s or something. Call it something else. Mars 2. Jupiter 3. I don't know.
Uranus.
All right. We're going to do our best to guess how the Commanders are going to finish this season. They got 7 games left. What will the final record be? Coming up at noon, we're going to talk to Ben Standing. At 12:30, we got audio of Amon-Ra St. Brown talking about being the puncher or the punchy. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, it's JP Finley, and you guys have heard me talk about all the wonderful work Paul Henry and Paul Henry's team at Paul Henry's Window Installation did for me and my family. They changed our house when they helped us build the porch out back. It was just an outdoor porch. It was screened in, but it was certainly not livable in the winter. Now we got a full, huge room out of the back of the house, and when I get home, that's where I spend my time. I sit out back. I got three TVs, and I relax. Paul Henry can do whatever it is you need. They're your clear home improvement choice, and they can do your windows. They can do your doors, but you should call them for all of your different home improvement needs because they can take care of you. All November long, you can receive $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door at Paul Henry's Window Installation.
Yeah, I reached out to Paul. I had my windows were very, very leaky. They had all kind of, the wind was coming through. You could feel that little cold air in the winter, and I got tired of it. So Paul rolled in, changed all the windows. I don't have to deal with that anymore. So contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today. Tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. Shout out to the Guapos in Fair Lakes.
Yeah, man.
B. Mitch Finley on every TV in there.
There we go. Keep it showing. Let Ben get that free sangria. if he drink it with a lady, yes. Me and Ellen. If he drink it with a bunch of dudes, he got to pay for it himself. That's just like drinking... what's called my little drink there?
You love mimosas.
Nah, that's like drinking mimosas if you got sangria with all dudes.
I think sangria is a little more... In Spain, you can drink it with all dudes. This is the home of sangria.
No.
What are all dudes allowed to drink? Only beer?
Bourbon. You see all the pretty, pretty ladies walking around here? You can't say one of them come sit in between you and your two buddies, three buddies, and drink a damn sangria? Five dudes? No. Can't do it.
I guess.
I'm just throwing it out there.
All right, speaking of just throwing it out there.
What of a transition is that?
B has a lot of specific rules for when you can and cannot drink specific drinks and with which people.
Yeah, right.
First half of the season has been abysmal for Washington. They're riding a 5-game losing streak. 4 games have been terrible.
Yeah.
The best they played was week 5. In L.A.
Second half.
And everything's been crap since then.
Yeah, it's been horrible.
But here's the thing. They got 7 games left.
Saving.
What do you say to the people that are like, I hope they lose them all for the better draft pick? Tank.
Fall face first into a concrete floor. That's the dumbest thought process in the world. I don't ever think nothing like that. First of all, there's no one that's want to just lose all 7, okay? And you should never hope for your team to lose all 7 because that's one thing in life. If you learn how to be a winner, you be a winner. You learn how to be a loser, you can keep being a loser for a long time. And the person that hopes that and it starts happening, you don't have a right to be mad ever. Because if they were to do it and then draft somebody and that person don't end up being what he's supposed to be, the person that wanted them to lose all the games is going to blame everybody else, not themselves, for putting them in that position.
I don't. If you're one of the people that wants them to tank and lose all the games, like, I'm not mad at you. B's mad at you.
I am.
I just. That is not at all logical in the NFL. I go back to your guy, David Culley. The Houston Texans had nothing to play for and won a Week 18 game, and everybody screamed that it cost them the first overall pick. Well, they ended up with Stroud instead of Bryce Young. Like, the world, the universe works in its own way.
Yeah, man.
And if you really want tanking.
One thing about sports, don't ever wish, hope, or pray that your team becomes a team that's familiar and fun, having fun with losing. Don't ever pull for that because over the last 5-6 weeks, I would ask everybody that's a Commanders fan, are you happy in any damn way? So why would you hope that they become something worse than that? Never be happy about your team losing.
But their logic would be, we're thinking big picture, long haul. Where I land, I don't care about getting caught up in that fight.
You know what's big picture, long haul? Picking a guy that proves already that he's all that guy. We don't know what the next pick would be. We've chosen second. We've chosen fifth. We've chosen all types of positions. And none of them were the next best thing. It's not a guarantee first round is going to give you the best thing.
I agree with that. There's undoubtedly greater value in the higher the pick is. But, again, I think it's just so far. My point remains NFL players do not tank. They're not on guaranteed contracts. They're going to play hard to the end.
I don't think
that's
no
why
players,
Jaden's going to play again. Yeah, I think Terry's going to play again.
I don't think any professional athlete tanks. I think the front offices tank.
I think in other sports you see perhaps the Wizards. There is a greater directive from on high how you're going to handle the team. And
but it's not the player.
Right. The players on the field do not tank. And I don't think this front office is going to put a situation together where there's tanking. Now,
I just know, bro, Jay, the people that say, let's get the best pick. I've seen too many first rounders flop from first to 32nd. Flop. Okay? And let's just go back through the draft and think about how many of them failed. You can't put all your money on that.
But the agree with that. But the thought that, like, in the NBA, you could put a bad team together to ensure a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
NFL teams, maybe they're starting a rebuild, but by and large, that stuff just doesn't happen because it's such a finite game with so many players.
Yeah, so many players, so many parts, because your defense can suck.
Right.
Then you can have a damn good offense.
Think about the Bengals.
Vice versa.
Right.
Your offense can suck, and you can have a great defense.
Right.
Hell, the Ravens won a Super Bowl like
that. It's hard enough to put a team together.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So don't ever hope for that bad stuff,
So
man.
This is interesting. John Lynch, 49ers GM, got asked about Brandon Ayuk, who hasn't played yet this year.
Uh-huh.
A question came from Marcus Boucher. He said, is there a scenario where you guys play it out like a red shirt year for Brandon Ayuk? John Lynch said, that's not the intention. The intention is to get Brandon back. We're not there yet. We just got to get him to a place where we're comfortable opening that window and see if he can make it back on the field. That is the intention, but we'll see. No absolutes there. That's how the NFL operates.
Yeah.
If he gets back and is 100%, then you play him.
I'm with that, 100%.
Now, the only kind of scenarios I could see specific to Jaden, this elbow injury is probably 4 to 6 weeks, just because you got to get it right. Now he's going to miss two, then the bye. Is there a chance maybe he's back for Denver? Maybe, but I think it's less likely. I think you're talking December football. If Washington loses every game between now and whenever Jaden could come back, and that puts them, let's just hypothetically say they're at 3-10 by then, 3-11. Maybe there's a scenario then, considering the importance of Jaden Daniels and the long-term future everybody wants with him and the fact that there were three different injuries this year, that you say, you know what, Jay, you're not coming back this year. That's the only potential situation I see. Terry, when Terry's healthy, he's going to be on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think,
and I think it's too early to have those conversations.
No matter how it happens, it should always be the team who says we decided.
Right.
Because I'll be honest with you. I go back to what was the kid that was in quarterback? Jay, the Bears.
Cutler?
Remember he got hurt, and the team stopped him from going back in the game. But they basically, the rumor was he had taken himself out the game, and they let that flow. The team should have came out and said, we took him out of the game. We refuse to let him play again, because Jay Cutler never rebounded from that that mindset. What people thought he was, that reputation killed him.
Right,
because he got hurt, he had a concussion. He was concussion, and they acted as if he just took himself out the game.
Right,
teams, if you're going to decide that Jaden or whoever else is not going to play, team has to fall on that sword and say it.
I agree with that. Like, DQ comes out and says, we're shutting Jaden down. Yeah. He wants to play. Because I also know he does want to play.
Oh, yeah.
So Washington has 7 games left. The NFL went through this exercise of what do they think the final season's going to look like, right? Commanders' midseason report card. According to NFL.com, they had a projected record of 4-6. They're one game under at 3-7. Who wrote this? Ed Holm again? All right, so this is from Ali Banpuri, who apparently picked 7 games correct for how Washington would play so far.
Mm-hmm.
So he missed 3. If I had to guess, the misses were Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas. Those were the games that Washington lost that really tipped this season.
Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas. I think San Diego he missed. If he did it at the beginning of the season.
Yeah. He had them beating Seattle, which they obviously didn't.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at the first 10 games of the year, I look at Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas. Chicago, they should have won. They fumbled late.
You saw the games, and right now, looking at it, you know they should have won that. Are these people taking this before the game?
This was before, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't know. When you look back, which games do you look at?
But see, looking back.
Yeah, Dallas, they had no chance.
Yeah, none.
But Atlanta and Chicago, I think they should have won.
True.
So his picks for the second half of the year, he writes, the Commanders are unable to collect enough wins over the final 8 weeks to compensate for their underwhelming first half of the season. He has them finishing at 4-13.
He got them winning one more game.
He got them at 1-6.
Who he has them beating?
I don't know that. What do you think over these final 7?
4.
Do you?
I think they're going to shock somebody. I think the shakeup is going to be one of the Philly games.
Week 18 against the Eagles might be a lot of backups.
Win is a win.
I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to really project the rest of the mm-hmm. year, I think you got to win this weekend.
Yeah, I think that's what we need. That's what the focus should be on, Miami.
And I think if you start to extrapolate from there, getting Jaden back swings everything.
Mm-hmm.
If when you get Jaden back. What the hell is New York going to have week 15? They fired their coach. I think at this point, now that is a long way away, right?
Yeah.
Today is November 13th. Washington doesn't play the Giants for a month. That's December 14th. But I think if you can pull this week off, I think you can get to 3 wins. Like,
you already had 3 wins.
No. I'm saying over the final 7. Yeah. If you beat Miami, I think you sure as hell could beat New York.
Yeah.
Like, the level of stability Washington has should matter. And the level of destabilization in New York,
yeah,
those things matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's 2 out of 7. And then, to your point, will there have to be an upset? Yes. I think Minnesota's offense is incredibly volatile, assuming it's J.J., if J.J. gets nicked up again, like he has now through 2 seasons.
That was going to be my next comment. Any of these teams down the stretch, we don't know what injuries they're going to have.
Right. Dude.
It could be one key player that happens on 2-3 of these teams, and all of a sudden things change drastically.
Well, dude, I don't want to speak anything into existence. I'm never rooting for injuries. Dak Prescott's a guy that's gotten hurt
I'm not
a
rooting
lot
for
in
it,
his
but,
career.
Hey, it's something that happens in this sport.
Is Dallas unbeatable without Dak? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know who the backup is right now in Minnesota? A fellow by the name of Max Brosmer.
Never heard of him.
He's a rookie out of Minnesota.
Never heard of him.
So I'm just saying, like, things could change dramatically. I think they get – it's just crazy to say. I think they go 2-5, 3-3. No, it'd be – 2-5 or 3-4. It's just crazy to think. Even if they say they go 3-4 over the last stretch here, you're talking about 6-11. Not very good.
Nope.
Quote the OBC.
5-11.
No, 6-11 now.
5-11 in.
I know, but I'm updating it. The modern OBC. It's crazy to think how much this thing has fallen apart.
It's
my guy Drew Cohen. He hit me up for mailbag in all ears. He said, Washington ran the table in 2012. Nothing says they can't do it again.
Never know.
You never know. I kind of think we know, at least as far as running the table. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to talk a little Commanders MVP, and Ben Stadick joins us at noon.
Hey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday's touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take your shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I think the exercise Lanfield put us through with guessing how many wins over the next seven is kind of interesting. Jeff and Landini, what do you have them at? I think 2-5 is pretty reasonable. That gets them to 5-12 on the year. B, you landed at 6-11 or even 7-10, right? You said 3 or 4 out of the last seven?
Yeah.
What about you, Jeffrey?
I'm just hoping for a win, JP. I'm just hoping. I'm just focused on this game, bro. I don't even want to look ahead. We got to see some type of improvement because we haven't seen any type of improvement before I can even look ahead to that many games down the road.
I love that mindset, and I certainly think it's the mindset the team needs to have this week, is to not be focused on anything but Miami. But, Jeff, you're not on the team. You know that, right?
Come on, JP. You know I'm a fan. You know, in our head, we are a part of this team. We are the 12th man on the field.
I'm glad you think I think you think a little differently than the average fan would, though, Jeff.
What does Landy think? 7 games left, Professor.
They probably win 2.
God, 5-12 is so bad. And I don't think you're being snarky with that. Like, I think that because of the way this defense has performed, if they don't play better defensively, period, it might be over. And I think that's why DQ had to make the move. Because it's been bad to a level that you cannot win.
But I said, and I had a conversation with a person earlier today, and his exact words were, people sitting up here talking as if somebody else was calling the plays on the game and we just saw against Detroit, it wouldn't make a difference. So it wouldn't have made a difference. Who was calling the damn defense?
No.
Wasn't going to make a difference in that game. And he said that you're going to have to improve the quality of players to compete. And I think we have to look at that also compared to last year. And I know people have called into it and we shut it down a lot. But you look at the games we won down the stretch, 5-6 in a row, last play of the game. You go back to expectations, could they have been overblown? Because we all knew the facts of everything that happened, but we didn't want to face it.
Well, dude, Barry Svrluga had a really good column where he basically asked, with the way things have gone this year, and mm-hmm. looking back now with the ability of hindsight at last year, mm-hmm. was last year a fluke, or is this season the fluke?
Listen,
it's an interesting question.
It's an interesting question, but I'll answer that question by saying this. You got last year, which probably should have been happening this year. You got the 2 years in the incorrect order. But what if next year ends up being closer to last year? Does it really make that big of a difference?
I was having a conversation with Nikki Jabvala from The Athletic and Tom Shad from The Post as we were watching – as we were waiting for Kingsbury to talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki had the specific numbers about how few games, and not even games, but like snaps, how few opportunities what was considered the first team offense and defense has played together. I don't think you could discount the injuries in this season and how significant they've been. Nikki posted this stat. The Dorrance Armstrong effect. From weeks 1-6, the Commanders generated a 40% pressure rate, fourth highest in the NFL. Since week 7, their pressure rate has plummeted to 27%.
Mm.
Like, players matter. Talent matters.
But see, but
Jimmy's and Joe's, not X's and O's. Like,
and
to have the cluster of injuries at the defensive end position where your depth just gets wrecked
mm-hmm.
and they're not able to generate pass rush, then they get shredded on the back end. That's just so impactful.
But when you see that, I would ask this question. How often do you actually see the articles written in that way? That's facts.
I think when we've had the conversations, you acknowledge injuries. And you can say next man up all you want,
you acknowledge
but
them
they
a
lost
lot.
4 at the
But
end.
I think the injuries play a way bigger part than what's all led on. You could have injuries that takes players off the field. And instead of people saying the injuries, because the mindset is don't make excuses. But these are facts. So you go to the coach, you go to the player, this, that. Going to the players might be the facts. Might be the end-all, be-all. When you have a guy who is supposed to be your third-teamer and he's now starting, even a guy that's supposed to be your second-teamer and he's starting, he is not that first-team guy.
Totally.
And you lose a little something. And what happens naturally on a football field or any sport, if I'm next to you knowing how you can play and now your backup is there, I know how he plays. So automatically, what do? I start trying to help him. And in turn, in essence, what I do, I hurt me. So you're not playing great because you're not the guy that was there. And now I'm playing less than what I am. So we both playing less, which automatically the team didn't just get hurt by one person. Now it's hurt by two. And when you start looking at that across this team, a lot of that is going on right now.
Absolutely. I think that's really well said. This team, I think you can question a lot of moves in the offseason. Then the injury bug hits them hard. Like you talked about when they got hot last year. You know what got them hot? Jaden Daniels being outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden's missed a lot of time. He's missed about half the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to have a huge blow. The defensive end injuries, the secondary injuries, they all do add up. And it's not nobody's making excuses. I'm not on the freaking team. I don't have to make excuses for anybody. But it is a layer in the proper context of what is a lost season. It's not just like, oh, these guys suck, or oh, these coaches suck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is more to it. Helping us break down what else there is to it, our friend Ben Stadick joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.